At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
If it's delicious and in Connecticut, they're talking about it. It's The Feed, Star 99.9.
Heading into Memorial Day weekend, which, you know, a lot of times you think of it as like an unofficial start to the summer and all the outdoor dining and patios and things like that. And Tuesdays, we talk to CT Food Girly. You can find her on Instagram at CT Food Girly. Now, Alex, there's so many great outdoor places here in Connecticut because we have so many waterfront places and scenery. Like, it's great.
Yes, nothing makes me happier than eating outside, knowing that the warm weather is here to stay. And I know it looks a little iffy for this weekend for Memorial Day, but my fingers are crossed that we can all try a couple of these places in Connecticut. I'm going to start us off with two awesome spots for outdoor patios in Milford. One of them is called the Village Bistro, mainly a tapas, brunch, lunch, dinner, and wine bar. They have a great patio, opens up in the springtime, perfect for their happy hour. They have the string lights on, the glass fire pits are out there, comfy chairs, really cute floral decor out there. You can do a cheese board. They have a good caprese salad. There is mussels, pasta, steak, or chicken. I've eaten here before. It's really good. They have special dancers that come out at night, music, events that they hold out on their patio as well. Good music. I love tapas. They're delicious. It's good for a group of friends. Something you could do this Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, I like tapas too because it kind of mixes it up a little bit. It's not the standard just order your appetizer, entree, dessert. You're just kind of like mixing and hanging and sharing.
Yeah, especially when you're outside on the patios. You're kind of drinking, talking, listening to the music. I like tapas too. So Village Bistro is one. Another great spot in Milford is Dockside Brewery. Now, they have a huge patio and outdoor area. It can fit a ton of family and friends looking to sit by the water this weekend. For spring and summer, they have umbrellas, picnic tables are out, enjoying their food and drinks. They have a great beer list, including their own brewed items. And for food, again, I really love the shareable section here. Wings, pretzel bites, calamari, nachos, and more. Great spot to kick off the warmer weather.
Yeah, I love it there. And you feel like you're, like with the boating dock, you almost feel like you're just away from everything, you know? And they actually have some of those Adirondack chairs, too, that you can sit and look out. It's nice.
Yeah, good spot. I'm going to move us now to New Haven. There's a restaurant called September in Bangkok. It's always been one of those places I keep going back to. They have plenty of room under a string-lit patio. Perfect spot for maybe a romantic dinner date outside. I always go with my sister. We get coconut shrimp, crab rangoons. They have tacos. My sister Blake gets the pad thai with grilled prawns. And I like spicy, so I get the drunk man noodles. Add a little bit of grilled chicken and some chili oil in there. The cocktails at September in Bangkok are equally amazing as well, especially when you're outside on the patio and the weather is just nice.
I've never heard of that place, but that sounds fantastic the way you're describing those dishes. That's awesome.
It's really good. My last one in New Haven, this is a little bit of a well-kept secret. It's Tre Scalini's. It's a really good, delicious Italian restaurant. Now, it's located on Worcester Street, but all the way down on the right-hand side, as if you're getting ready to get back on the highway. Hidden to most, Tre Scalini actually has a cozy little outdoor patio. I'm definitely going to be dining there this spring and summer. I went there recently with my family for New Haven Restaurant Week, and it just caught my eye that they opened this up. Now, the food and service is wonderful, and once you add that outdoor patio, I'm so there.
Yeah, New Haven's got a lot of great spots that have outdoor dining, which you wouldn't always think of because it's like a downtown city kind of vibe, but yeah, there's some good outdoor spots. That sounds great.
Yeah, especially when they make them kind of cozy and they're a little small. Definitely want to make a reservation if you're going to sit outside, but Tre Scalini in New Haven, there's a couple to poke around to.
Nice. Every Tuesday, we talk to CT Food Girly. You can find her on Instagram at CT Food Girly. So what other spots should we be going to eat outside, Alex?
Yeah, nothing makes me happier than eating outside, knowing that the warm weather is here to stay. An outdoor patio with a great outdoor bar that just opened up for the first time last weekend is in a New Hampton restaurant called Salvatore's Steakhouse. I saw a post on Facebook from one of the owners this weekend. It looked incredible. Definitely a place I want to be. They have the low lounge chairs with the tables. Could be fun to share some apps with friends outside. They have multiple seats at the outside bar. It was gorgeous, granite and stone. They have long tables for fuller parties who want to enjoy the nice weather too on the patio. I'm definitely going to swing by here in the next few months. I've heard really great things. And now that outside bar and patio are open, I want to be there.
Yeah, I was just saying to someone the other day, it's hard to find like a really good steakhouse because a lot of places have steak, but it's not necessarily like the steakhouse vibe. But and it's hard to find a new one. But yeah, this sounds good.
Yeah, let alone a steakhouse that now has an outdoor patio and bar.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
It'd be a really fun spring vibe. Another awesome outdoor patio is in Stratfield. It's Riley's by the Sea. Great seafood restaurant serving lunch and dinner. They have clams casino, clams chowder, steamed native clams, ahi tuna tartare, all that seafood that we love. They have an outdoor patio. It overlooks Long Island Sound. They also have an outdoor bar area. It's a lot of fun in the spring and the summer around their happy hours.
You know what's funny? I always think of that place because they do all the decorating for Christmas. So I usually go then. And I always think in December, I'm like, this would be awesome in the summertime. We got to come back to Stratford in the summer. But yeah, that's great.
And definitely one you have to add onto your list. And then when your wife is like, where should we go? You're like, we're going to Riley's by the Sea.
Exactly.
Another great outdoor patio spot, it's the Sitting Duck Tavern in Trumbull. Now, they do have locations in Stratford and Oxford as well, but their Trumbull location specifically has a great outdoor dining area. It's fenced between JBC's Cafe, a nice little cozy spot to enjoy a meal this spring. They have a great beer menu, great cocktail menu. For food, they have the Cadillac Burger. It's barbecue, cheddar blend, bacon, chipotle ranch with Funyuns on top. They also have a good tomato bisque, bang bang shrimp with sweet and spicy sauce. This one is a really good place to enjoy a meal outside.
These are all things I want to eat outside, especially that burger. Sounds great.
Lastly, this is one of my family's favorites and called Bean Jetties in West Haven. I always have something nice to say. This is an old school Italian American family run spot. And not only are their portions extremely large, but they're extremely flavorful as well. You can get soup and then they do a salad course, side of pasta too. Then you add in your appetizer, entree. You're never leaving hungry at Bean Jetties. But they do have a great enclosed outdoor patio. There's lights, umbrellas, flowers. Nice spot if you want to enjoy stuffed lobster, stuffed shrimp. They also have a full bar inside, so you really can't go wrong at Bean Jetties. It's a perfect spot for the spring.
Yeah, these all sound awesome. I'm getting hungry now. I want to eat outside. Hopefully this rain holds up a little bit this weekend. But if not, now we have a good list for the spring and summer.
Yes, fingers are crossed for this weekend. We do have a big list of outdoor and patio spots in Connecticut.
All right, CT Food Girl, you can find her on Instagram. Thanks so much. Have a great long weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Kevin.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Hey, football fans. Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.